On University at Albany Week, how do criminals get their guns? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, David Hero, assistant professor in the School of Criminal Justice, delves into the illegal gun market in Boston to find out.
Illegal guns represent a threat to the well-being of urban neighborhoods, and almost all urban gun violence involves illegal guns. But how do those at highest risk for engaging in gun violence get their guns? Along with criminologist Anthony Braga of Northeastern University, I conducted a mixed-method study of the underground gun market supplying guns to gang and drug networks in Boston to try and answer this question. Massachusetts has some of the strictest gun laws in the country and is one of a handful of states that also regulate secondhand gun sales. In Boston, most gun violence is concentrated in a few high-risk areas. These hotspots generally coincide with drug and gang activity. By recruiting respondents within three criminal networks of gang members and drug sellers, we are able to gather precise data on gun transactions in the informal market, including price, make and model, and origin for 86 illegal guns. We also made use of ATF trace data provided by the Boston Police Department to determine the origin of more than 2,000 handguns Boston police had recovered during crime investigations around the time of our fieldwork. We found that illegal guns in the networks we studied sold for almost three times what they would sell for in the legal market, and that higher caliber semi-automatic pistols were particularly valued on the street. Furthermore, guns recovered from gang members in Boston were most likely to be older guns originally sold in New Hampshire, Maine, or the southern states along the I-95 corridor, where gun laws are less strict. While previous research has suggested that criminals most often get their guns through theft, our study indicated that those at highest risk for violence in Boston were much more likely to purchase their guns from street sources connected with small-scale gun trafficking. Furthermore, enforcement efforts in Massachusetts, in combination with the state's low levels of gun ownership, have made illegal guns in Boston relatively scarce and expensive. Universal background checks and focused investigations into secondary sources would even further increase the scarcity in Boston and beyond.
That was David Hero of the University at Albany. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.